IRIB English Radio presents
Viewpoints.
Viewpoints.
With the presence of different scholars.
The presence of different scholars from IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners, dear brothers and sisters. This is Viewpoints, an analysis on the thoughts and speeches of the Supreme Leader of Iran, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei. With me in the studio are two experts from the Islamic House of Qom, Brother Ali Halavian and Sayyid Mohsen Naqvi. Sayyid Mohsen, assalamu alaikum, brother, and welcome to the show.
Alaykum assalam wa rahmatullah. Thanks for inviting.
Brother Ali, salam to you too, brother.
Wa alaikum assalam. It's a pleasure to be here.
So, how are you, brother? Are you all right?
Thank you very much.
You're welcome, brother. So, a very interesting topic has been selected by Brother Mahmoud, the producer of this series of the program Viewpoints. And as you know, on the Call of Islam page, Viewpoints is dedicated to different topics and on different series. But these special series on Supreme Leader is produced by Brother Mahmoud. He has selected to talk about the importance of the medical staff and the nurses in the viewpoints of the Supreme Leader of Iran, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei. Maybe some of our dear listeners think that he is merely a political leader, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, but with referring to Khamenei.ir or leader.ir, we can find different speeches addressing different groups of people on various topics. And this topic, in fact, is very important. Especially we are passing life in the, we can say, coronavirus pandemic, and the role of the nurses and the medical staff are highlighted all across the world more. But how a leader, a Muslim leader like Ayatollah Khamenei, looks at this event and this group of people is very, we can say, special. Ideologically also speaking and historically speaking, in Iran also, the birthday anniversary of Lady Zainab, the sister of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, is also commemorated as the Day of the Nursing or the Nurses' Day in Iran. And this has been because of all the sacrifices that Hazrat Zainab made after the event of Karbala for the children and for the companions and for the, we can say, the Ahlul Bayt of Masumin over there after the event of Karbala. So, Brother Ali, why nursing and nurses are important and why the leader has dedicated some of his time and his speeches to this important group of people?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his beautiful progeny. Yeah, it was a very good question to ask that why leader, and specifically the leader of the Islamic Ummah, dedicates a part of his time to this group of people and to this, let's say, class of the society. I think it was a conduct and sunnah of even the prophets to admire and to respect the nurses and for them to nurse others. It is famous that Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says that the reason that Yusuf, Joseph the Prophet, was actually admired was because he was taking care of the patients at the time that he was in the prison.
Yes.
So you see, it was also a sunnah of the Prophet.
Yes.
Imam Ali alayhi salam was taking care of the Prophet while he got sick.
The
Lady Fatima salamullah alayha,
yes,
got sick in bed after that event after the demise of the Holy Prophet. Also, Lady Zahra salamullah alayha at the Battle of Uhud,
yes,
was taking care of the patients of the war battlefield, yes, and namely the Prophet, where his holy tooth actually got broken,
yes,
and was broken in the war.
So nursing was not limited only to the female.
Very
the
true.
Male in
male
Islam,
and female,
the Muslims.
Actually,
yeah,
were, and not ordinary people, mm-hmm, among the famous and, let's say,
yes,
the infallibles and, okay, the great authorities of the religion actually,
yes,
were involved in this holy position and this holy job, and
yes,
as we said. And the greatest and the most well-known of them is Lady Zainab salamullah alayha,
yes,
at the event of Ashura, and
yes,
after that, she was taking care of the wounds of the injured, and also to the level that she was able, she was taking care of those who were injured in the battlefield, and those who even behind the battlefield, yes, in the tents, those who got injured.
And this is very interesting that in the Islamic world we could find a role model for nursing.
Very beautiful.
Because in the Western world they have great nurses, okay, doing a medical stuff, but they have not been changed into a role model.
And specifically this role model is among the, let's say, authorities of the religion. Mm-hmm. So in case you see a role model even in the West, they don't have necessarily any relationship with the great people and the great leaders of the religion.
Yes.
But here, those who have brought us the religion, those the interpreters of the religion, yes, and the Quran and the book,
yes,
they are actually acting upon this.
Okay.
So this brings a sort of, let's say, importance to the case that this group of people need to pay attention to them and also to admire them and know what a great work they are doing.
Okay. Thank you very much, Brother Ali. Let's get to Sayyid Mohsen and talk a little bit about the importance of this class of the society. I mean, the nurses, and during the usual and ordinary periods of time during the year before the pandemic, the nurses were doing great all across the world, and they sacrificed their lives. But the look that the Islam has at nurse and nursing is very much different from the Western one, because in the Western one, the nurse and the medical staff is defined by the usually the expertise and the profession, rather than, we can say, the spiritual sacrifices that are made. And this is what makes the leader's speech very much different from the other people talking about the nurses. What's your take on that, brother?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Well, obviously, the duty of nurse, obviously, the job of the nurse is can be a divine if it is for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it can obviously take that person who has this duty towards perfection quicker than others. Mm-hmm. Why? Because this person is serving the humanity. On the basis of humanity, they are obviously serving, no matter whether the person is maybe Christian or Muslim or Jews or Hindu or whatever.
Okay.
The duty is to save a human life.
That's right.
And saving this human life, taking care when the relatives of that person who is sick, the patient's relatives, they're not next to him, mm-hmm, all the time, like this person who is being a nurse, he's taking care of that person. And obviously sacrificing from many things.
Yes.
And having patience, obviously this nurse having patience.
Okay.
In regards to the attitudes and the way the patients basically they deal with them or they talk to them, all these things obviously they increase the level and the, we can say, like the honor of these people who are basically are serving the community as a nurse in the community.
That's right.
Obviously, the importance is, as Brother Ali has mentioned. There is a very famous story about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We generally, our kids, yes, they know, because they heard this story from their childhood. When the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he was in Mecca, there was an old lady who used to throw garbage on the Prophet.
Yes.
And when Prophet found out, like she's no more throwing the garbage, so he tried to find out what happened, and then he found that she got sick.
That's right.
So he went there. He obviously took care of her.
That's right.
He did give her the medicine and everything. And
yes,
after that, she became Muslim, obviously.
Yes.
She believed on the Prophet and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So obviously, nursing is a job, or it's a duty that, mm-hmm, someone has to do.
That's right.
And whoever takes this duty on his shoulders, mm-hmm, he becomes, obviously, if it is for sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it becomes a divine.
Yes.
And even if it is not, mm-hmm, even at that time, it is a sacred thing, obviously, because sacrificing your rest, sacrificing your personal, we can say, like, feelings,
yes,
in front of someone who is patient, who is,
yes,
sick, and he needs your help,
yes,
it's a big thing to do. It's a big job, actually.
Okay. And this role model at the early Islam, I mean, I'm talking about Hazrat Zainab, has been, we can't say, preached into the modern Iran. It is a very rare case, but during the imposed Iraqi war on Iran, the ladies and the nurses that were working behind the front line in the hospitals, in the houses, taking care of the injured, taking care of the, we can say, crippled ones. That's right. The crippled ones was really great. And without them helping, and some of the people think that maybe nursing is only limited to medical staff, but it is not. I mean, taking care of the food of the soldiers at the time of the war, and we can say even washing the clothes of them, well, has been considered as the nursing one.
We can talk in this way, like the nurse has a wider meaning, nursing.
Yes.
And it has obviously a technical and a
meaning.
Literal meaning. In its literal meaning, taking care of anyone is called nursing. Mm-hmm. If someone is taking care of the kids, is nursing the kids,
yes,
or feeding them. Or obviously we have these nurses who comes to the houses and they take care of the kids. Even in the Montessori schools, there are the teachers who are nursing the kids and all those. So we have this literal meaning is there.
That's right.
It's always there.
Okay.
But I think Supreme Leader, what he is referring to in this context, in his speech, is referring to this medical staff.
Yes.
Who's known as nurse.
Yes.
Who are working in the hospitals, in the clinics, who are taking care of the people. You know, if I can just mention about the, because we just mentioned about the coronavirus pandemic.
Yes.
According to medical economics, it was in September, it was published in September 18, 2020, and they said, like, there were almost 7,000 healthcare workers who died because of this corona pandemic.
Okay.
And amongst them, on 28th of October, ICN, International Council of Nurses,
that's right,
they gave a statement that till that day, in 44 countries, there were 1,500 nurses who passed away, who died because of this corona pandemic.
Wow.
And we can see, like, if someone gets this disease or this virus, we can see how the family members, they are getting away. They're not looking at him, obviously.
Yes.
They're afraid of going close to that person.
Yes.
In that time, we can see, obviously, these medical staff, these healthcare staffs, and these nurses, they are the ones who are basically helping them. So, obviously, it is not something very easy. It is not something very simple.
Yes.
That's what makes this job, we can
important,
say,
right,
sacred or honorable, basically.
Okay. That's right. Thank you, my Sayyid Mohsen Naqvi, and Brother Ali Alavian, for your presence.
Thanks to you, brother.
It was very kind of you. We really admire all the efforts of the nursing staff and the medical staff, especially during coronavirus pandemic, all around the world, whether it be Muslims or non-Muslims. They are all considered as the main sacrifices in this way, and we really appreciate what you do all across the world. May Allah bless them all, and may Allah give them the best rewards in the other world and here in this world. Dear audience, dear listeners, thank you very much. Do not forget to read out the seventh dua of Sahifa Sajjadiyah. This has been recommended by all our leader, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, and all the religious authorities. It is really helpful, and spiritually speaking, it will really boost you every day. Visit our website too, parstoday.com/yen, Call of Islam page. Our YouTube page is Call of Islam Radio. To another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanallah.
Sometimes I can't see where I'm supposed to go. Sometimes I speed up when I should take it slow. But through all my hard times, when I lose my way, you're concealing my mistakes, yeah. I know you're always by my side, never turning out your light. When I need you most, your stars will shine. When I'm out there in the darkest place, worn and tired, I can still see you illuminate all my skies. When it feels like I've fallen too far from you, whenever I feel down, you can lift me up, turn
turning my life around with your love. No matter how rough it gets, I can wear a smile, 'cause your mercy never dries, yeah.